Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
All right, you're on Grudge Inc. Radio El Paso. We're gearing up for the race October 24th in El Paso, Texas. We got a small tire class, small tire, small block, true 10.5, 275, no bars, $2,000 payout. I was on the Willie Dog show earlier. It was getting hot on his show. We got some street racers over there saying they want to come down here. I'll be there. They're talking about they don't really want to come down over here, but we'll see what happens. Tonight's topic is the race October 24th here in El Paso, Texas. And it's potential lock-ins. We got King B and Manny Grotto for October 24th, that should be a good one. Manny Grotto stepping down to a small tire. He has normally a big tire car. He's going to step down, put a 29.10.5 on it, and try to run with King B. That should be a really good race. So they've already pretty much locked it up. Let's wait for both those gentlemen to call in the show and get this thing right. What else is going on? That's about it. We're having a shop shootout same day. All the shops here in the Southwest are paying up. We're going to race for a pot. There's really no rules to this. It has to be a shop car. And that's about it. It has to be a shop car. Either the shop built the car or one of the employees owns the car. And that's really the only stipulation to this race. That should be off the chain because that's going to be off the chain because there's no stipulation to it. So we're going to have small tire cars versus big tire cars. We're going to have nitrous versus turbo versus supercharger, NA versus all of them. So that's going to be very interesting to see come October 24th. Talking on Willie Dog's show earlier, talk a little bit of smack. So, yeah. Apparently, he's going to bring some cars down here.
Yep.
Didn't particularly like what I had to say, but it's all right. All right. They're going to bring whatever you want down here. It'll be all right. You got a caller. I don't know if you want to stay on mute or not. Your mic's open if you feel like talking. 224-6386. You're on Paso Grudge Inc. Radio. Welcome to the show. If you want to stay at mute, that's cool. You want to say what you want to say, you're more than welcome to, brother.
What's up, brother, man? Just checking in, man. That's all I'm doing. Just listening to the show, catching the show, baby. That's it.
All right, man. Well, welcome to the El Paso Grudge Radio Show here in the Southwest.
Hey, are you guys always over? Are you on Mondays now or what?
Yeah,
I know other shows come on Mondays.
Yeah, we're on Mondays after Willie Dog Show. We come on at 8 o'clock Mountain Time.
Okay. That's 9 o'clock my time, you know, Chicago time. So I got to catch it. Normally I try to catch the show and just come on the recording. But now I know. I'll be catching the show more often.
Oh, well, welcome to the show, man. I think you've been on our show once before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been on the show before, but I kind of got lucky. I didn't know if it was on a Monday or a Tuesday, dude. I drive a truck over the road, so, you know, I've been trying to catch the shows just to be passing time, you know. And it's hard to get on the Willie Dog Show. You know what I'm saying? Because he be having so many people. If you're not on in the first 15 minutes of his show, you can forget. It ain't going to happen.
I know. And so they called me in that show. So the only reason I got in.
Yeah. That's how. That's the only way you can get in. But yeah, I've been on the show before. But I'm just. I don't know if it was during a weekday or what. But yeah, I know the show, man. You know what's going on down there. You guys doing some heavy hitting racing down there?
Oh yeah, we're getting ready for October 24th, man. We got a dredging sanctioned event.
Mm-hmm.
So October 24th.
Right.
We got guys coming from the West Coast, California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, all the way up to Louisiana. They're gonna be here in El Paso. It's kind of like a middle point.
Right.
We have a class, a small block, 2.10.5 or 2.75 door car, $2,000 guaranteed purse.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of interest from big block cars, so we're thinking about making a big block class for them too, and then plus we're going to have red racing all day. And we are also having a shop shootout.
Okay, now what is that all about?
That's all the speed shops here in the Southwest. That have most of the speed shops here in the Southwest have a car they campaign from their shop, and we're all going to go heads up against each other.
Okay.
Well,
right.
It should be pretty good.
Right.
And there's no
well,
really
it's pretty
no
good, and it's a lot of advertising too. That's how they
oh,
should look
exactly.
at it. You know, competition
oh,
plus advertising.
Oh, exactly. And there's not like any rules to that. To the shop shootout, just if your shop has a small tire car, well, it has a small tire car. But the big tire car is the big tire car. It doesn't really matter. We're all getting
right.
pulled together. So we got some racers from Deming, New Mexico. We got Grotto Speed Shop and all the speed shops here in El Paso, Texas, and whatnot around the area. Grotto Speed Shop got a pretty good program going on with them. They're going to be the, in my opinion, they're the ones to beat during the shop shootout. They got a pretty good program. They built some really nice cars. So everything's built in-house over there from fabrication and motors and whatnot. So they got it going on over there.
Okay. Now you got guys coming from Mexico. You got guys coming from Mexico drag racing over there, right? They're not drag racing imports. They drag racing like American cars and stuff like that, V8s and stuff, right?
Yeah, we got guys from Mexico, like Juarez, Mexico, and all the way to Central Mexico coming up here to race. And they all have like American cars, like you said. They have Camaros and Novas, and Chevelles and Mustangs and whatnot. Mexico is really taking the dredge ink big time.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's definitely good, man.
So
you know, that's definitely
like
good because you know the guys from the Midwest, we don't know what's going on over there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You just hear crazy shit.
God damn it. So the Mexico racers are like, you know, it's going to be an international race. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Because we got people from another country racing, so
right.
it should be really good. We got guys that are from Mexico that have followed the Grudge Inc. Platform for the most part. You know what I mean? That are
mm-hmm.
really into it. So it should be pretty good.
Okay.
So let me
that's
international race here October 20th. Hopefully you can drive down from the Chicago area and make it here, man.
And man, if I ain't working, I'm trying to drive my car. But for sure, you know what I'm saying. I'm going through some stuff right now. That my car should be ready Sunday. You know, there's a big race coming up in Chicago on Sunday. So hopefully, you know, we have some definitely oil pressure and, you know, just a few minor things that just need to get hooked up. So, you know, that's about it. But yeah, if I can get down there in the truck, man, that'll be sweet. You know what I'm saying? Get stuck down there on the weekend or something like that. I don't have a problem with that. The big thing about driving this truck.
You get to see everything.
I try to, bro. I try to. If I can get over it, I definitely try to.
I got to open up some mics right now. We got 575-6348. Your mic's open. And 915-3705, your mic open too. Welcome to El Paso Grudge Inc., home of the hardest grudge racers in the Southwest. Who we got on the line?
Hello?
bunch of us, people sneezing. So tell us about that race that's going on in Chicago.
Well, Big Drag, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's been on the show. I don't know if he's been on your show or not, but Big Drag is a, you know what I'm saying, he's a big racer. And, you know, they had this one brother named Scott Walker. He died a couple years ago. You know, he was a big-time racer, too. So, you know, every year they honor, you know what I'm saying, him, you know, and Big Drag is hosting that show. So, you know, it's one of the end shows in Chicago, man. It's, you know, it's winding down up here. Come September, probably about the end of September, October, you know, the weather's changed. So, you know, hopefully that Indian summer lasts up until November. So, but, you know, other than that, you know, the tracks are going to close, you know, weather permitting. That's how they open up here. So they're not open like down there where you guys are 24, you know, 24. So, you know, we only got
short window duration. It sounds like you guys got it going on down there, man.
Yeah, they doing a little something, man. You know, it's more talk than anything else. You know what I'm saying? Guys bring the cars to the track. You know what I'm saying? You know, I call them pretty boys. You know, they just show the cars up to the track, man. They're not really, you know, doing the grudging like you really think they should be. You know, a lot of stipulations stop people from driving, man. A lot of people's miles keep them from getting on the track. You know, scared to lose and shit like that. You know, stuff like that. Well, it should be a big show, man. I mean, you know, it's almost, like I said, it's almost one of the last shows of the year. So, you know, man, it should be pretty big. Whether or not there be a lot of drugs racing up there, hopefully that's what you look for. But, you know, it is what it is. How many more shows y'all got down there? How many more? How long y'all stay? Y'all stay open all year long, right?
Five seven five 6348. Your mic's open. You're on Patrick Grudge Inc. If you want to stay on mute, you can stay on mute. Want to say your spill? Say your spill. We got a Grudge. But tell me your name again, man. 224-6386 from Chicago. Tell me your name again, man.
Juan, they call me Smooth Criminal, man. That's the name.
Right on, man. You've been on the El Paso show before. That's right.
Yep.
We gotta figure out how to get you down here, man, because you're representing over here in the Southwest, and you're over there in Chi-Town.
Right. Oh, I got family down there, too, man. My dad lives down there, too, so I just got to get down there with the car. We've been having some issues, man. I just went through a divorce, so me just getting all my stuff back is just one step at a time, you know?
Right on. I got to open up another mic. I got another call. Just called in. 832-9734. Your mic is open.
What's up, brother Dale?
What's up? Welcome to El Paso Grudge Inc. Brother, how you doing?
Doing all right, man. Bushnell, Texas.
Hey, what's up, Bushnell? How you been, dude?
Doing all right, man. You know, trying to get things back together. That's about it.
I already got two races locked up for you, dude.
You already got what? It said something about a race lineup. That's fine. I usually
hear pretty
good.
It sounds
like it said something about you already got me a race lineup. That's cool. That's cool to know.
I got two of them lined up for me from Mexico.
What they got?
They're rolling what you rolling. They got a big block on the bottle with a small tire. One of them's a show.
Yeah.
Is it stock
suspension or true ladder bar car?
Is it a what?
Is it a stock suspension or a true ladder bar car?
One of them, the Chevelle's a ladder bar car. The Camaro is a stock suspension car.
Okay, that's cool. Is the Chevelle a back half ladder bar car, or is it a true ladder bar car?
No, it's a true ladder bar car. It's not a back half.
Okay. Well, just like mine, it's a true ladder bar car. Okay.
Exactly.
Both of them nitrous.
Both of them nitrous.
You said, didn't I hear you say something about small block and big block? Or did I get all that?
Both of them big blocks.
Oh, both of them big blocks. Okay.
Yeah. One's on the plane.
I sound like some action, man. I gotta get back down into the wild, wild west.
Yeah, well, dude, we're looking for you to coming back, man.
Yeah. I had a blast coming up over there, man. That's pretty awesome over that way. It's a long way, but it's awesome.
Well, we got some racers from Mexico lined up for you, man. They're right there with you. They're not like outside.
We're just gonna come down and bring some action, Brother Dale. You know, it really don't matter. You know, whoever come out on top. It is what it is. But I'm excited to come back down that way, man, and do some more drag racing over there.
I'm excited for you to come back. You put on a great show the last time you were here, man. The guys from Mexico, one of them wants to race you, one of them wants to race King V. They don't really care which one you all pick. But they're both going to be on a small tire, both big block and nitrous.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we're both big block nitrous.
So we're looking forward
to
y'all.
Brother Dale?
The what?
Brother Dale. I said yeah. We both big block nitrous.
Exactly. So it should be pretty good. And then I think Stan. Remember the guy that King B raised Turbo Stan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he wants on a King B again.
Yeah.
It's still a small block Turbo a radio, but he wants to try it again.
Yeah, that won't be no problem, man. I'm pretty sure you're gonna bring some action too. You come back over there.
Just know, you know we're going to bring some action. We're going to teach you all right when you graduate. Just come from out of town over here. We're doing an upset day, the 24th. We're going to do it up big time. So it's going to be a really fun racing event and a good party at the same time. It's going to be pretty awesome, man.
Sound like a dandy.
I got to open up another mic. We got 706.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going on mute.
We got 706. 7081, your mic is open, man. Welcome to El Paso Grudge Inc. Welcome to our radio show. We got Gregers from Chicago, Houston, Dallas, New Mexico on the show right now. We're all hanging out, having a good time. So if you want to stay on mute, introduce yourself, and you can go back on mute. That's all good, brother. But I'm glad you had a good time down here, man.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get back out west.
We're trying to get our grudging brother from Chicago to come down here, too, man. I'm trying to arrange that. He's about done with his car. Introduce yourself, man.
You talking to me, your brother
Dale? My brother from Chicago, 224-386.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's gonna be a good event, man. We got people from California coming. We got Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico showing up. So it's gonna be a good race.
I know one thing. It's Bushnell again, brother. I know one thing. If anybody come from anywhere in the United States, come over that track. If they ain't never been to that track, man, that's a nice track over there.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job. The track owner wants to line up with you, man.
Huh?
The track owner wants to line up with you.
Oh, man, he way too fast. He blow my doors off.
I can't run with that
track owner's car. There's no way. He can give me everything in grudge racing and beat me.
I don't know, man. He thinks your car's pretty badass, man.
Yeah, but he got an awesome car he got himself. I seen it with my own two eyes. It made it look easy when he making the pass. Hey, I gotta answer the line right quick, bro. Damn, my wife is coming. I'm gonna get back on.
All right. You all know, I'll pass a Griffin radio show, hanging out, having a good time. Our track owner drives a funny car. and he grudge races it against dragsters and whatnot. When King B and Bushnell showed up here in May, he was very, very impressed. So the cars get out the hole really good. So it's gonna be a good event, man.
Yeah, I'm back, brother. I'm sorry about that, man. But no, that track on this bush. Now I didn't mean to cut in on y'all, and if y'all had a conversation going on. But that track on it, man. I ain't got nothing. The only way I can run with that track on it, I have to get a car. I have to get something like what he got. My car cannot compete with what he got. There's no way.
He just wants to do it for a fun run. He said he'd give you the hit.
Yeah, that would be now. That sound like fun now. That's a different thing now. If I get back down there and I see him down there with that bad car that he got, I'd love to try that, brother there, just to have a good time. And I could just imagine how that would be, you know. It sounded like fun that would be, you know, let him do that. So 9 times out of 10, y'all, girl, I will try that. So, brother Ben, we might tell that track on him, man. I think I spoke with him before when I was down there. He was pretty welcoming to having us down there, man. You know, it was pretty cool for him to tell me that, brother Dale. But brother Dale, tell him I just might do that when I bring the grudge back to the wild, wild west, man.
That's right. He don't want to lock up with you. He just wants to like line up with you because he's really impressed the way that your Nova left the line. He couldn't believe it.
That's awesome to hear that come from that guy, man. You know what I'm saying? So he can just bet that we will do that run. I can tell you that right now. I can just tell you that right now. Just me imagine it until that time comes for me to get up there and see that happen, man. I'm gonna try that.
Yeah. He's just really, really, really impressed with the way your car got out the hole. He's like, God damn, that steel car left. I was like, that's right. He's like, man, to come down when I line up with him. He's like, all right. And then I was talking to him. I give him the hit because he's in a funny car. He said he'd give you the hit, but he could not believe the way your car got out of the hole.
Man, that's awesome, man. I can't wait to get down there like I said, man.
That motherfucker left, man.
Yeah, I'm going to make it a little harder for him since I know he want to run me with that doggone car. So next time I come down there, I'm going to try to make it leave a little bit harder than that because I'm going to need everything I need to beat him. So I guess with that being said, that's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, he don't. Like I'm saying, he don't want to lock up with you no money. He just wants to do it. Huh?
Oh, man, we got to do it for one of them big old stakes or something down there. We got to do it for something. We got to put something on the table. It might not be no, you know, it might not be no bunch of skins, but we got to have something on it. It wouldn't be right to have something on it, Brother Bill.
Yeah, man, we'll do that, too, that. And then if they got some Mexico racers for you, too, man.
That sounds badass, brother. Like I said, you know, I like that track over there, man. I can't wait to get back over there. You know, it's a nice facility over there. It's a nice track. I like the way it sits. Where it sits in part of the United States. I mean, it's awesome, man. I can't say nothing about that deal over there, man. You know, I really can't, man. So, you know, brother, Darryl, you better. I talk y'all to death, man, because once I get going, I'm probably gonna talk. But like I say, man, yeah, you can go on with your show, man. You know. I can't wait to get back down there, Paso.
Yeah, like for sure, man. The Mexico racers, we explained to them about tire size and what grudge racing is and whatnot. Because when you guys met them, when you met the one down there, they're new to it. They're virgin. But the guys from Mexico, like we explained, you guys run a small tire or whatnot. They said we'll put a small tire on just to run with them. And they know they gotta lock up something, and they're about it. Just wanna be involved and do it to it.
Do it to it.
So hey, we gotta open up another mic. We got 915. 915-245-2454. Your mic is open. Welcome to El Paso Grudge Inc. You're on the mic with the Chicago racers, with the Houston racers, the Mexico racers, and who are we talking to right now? Oh, I guess he's going to stay on mute. That's all right. Listening to the show and whatnot. But, yeah, where's my brother from Chicago at? He was talking a little earlier, and then
What's up, boss? I guess he went on mute.
You back, Billet?
Yeah, I'm just listening, man.
Yeah, man, we're trying to get you down here, man. You got a street car, don't you?
No, I don't have a street car. I got a sleeper, though. I got a four-door Malibu. It did some damage. It looked like it belonged on the street.
Yeah, man, we got
a growth together, man.
Down here.
We could make that thing a street car.
Right?
Yeah.
When Brookville showed up here last year, man, or earlier this year, my bad, he had an all-steel Nova. Talking, it's a street car. I was like, well, I can give you that to the fact that you got no fucking headlights in it, but nonetheless, put headlights in it, it's a fucking street car.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a hell of a pass. Like, he got out of the fucking hole, man, like a motherfucker. But that thing's 60 foot. But, yeah, man, if you're not doing nothing on October 24th, let me know. We'll try to arrange ways to get down here to El Paso and, bring some Chi-Town love down here.
That'd be sweet, man, because, like I said, I'm definitely testing this car Sunday. We're going to see what's going to happen. I'm just going to take it out before Sunday, probably Saturday, a few hits on it. This should be good. We'll see what happens. Make sure there ain't no leaks and all that type of stuff.
Keep us informed and let us know what goes on, man. And y'all, like, this is the show. We have our passive dredging Facebook. Don't be afraid to post up videos of your car. Call people out, whatever you want to do. We got El Paso Grudging Facebook.
It's on Grudging's Facebook?
Yeah, El Paso Grudging.
Okay, El Paso Grudging. I'm going to go look on it right now.
Yeah, there you go, man. Check it out. We'll add you, see all the shit talking going on. Hey, Bushnell, remember the guy Walter you ran in the Cyclone?
Yeah, I seen on the social media, I think, one day last week, I seen he had my money in his hand. I didn't like that. I need to get back there and get that money he had in his hand. Take that money out of his hand.
The guy from Odessa came down here and he whooped him in that fucking cyclone, dude.
Yeah, I seen him in the winter circle. I seen him. I say, man, there go my money.
Andrew's a good guy, man. He's not afraid to lock up with nobody.
Yeah, definitely that.
He'll do it to it. Like the two cars he raced,
do
he was out
it,
fast.
Do
he
it,
was
do
like,
it,
fuck
it. Do it to it.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, Andrew is building a Mustang right now. It's a big block on a plate with a small tire. I don't know if it'll be ready by October, but at some point he's going to want to rematch with you.
It's out here to be a big box plate with a, what kind of car? Another,
you
say
being
a Mustang, that's what I heard.
Yeah, Mustang, SZ95,
that's,
like.
That's by my feet.
95.
That's by my feet.
It's going to be Ford tires because he likes Fords a lot, so. But yeah, man, the guy got the dudes from Odessa, man. He just ran his race, and it worked out for him pretty well. So.
Oh, that's cool. You congratulate him on his win over there. But like I said, I seen him in there, and I was like, man, that go my money, man. That's so some money for me.
Yeah, for sure, man. But you all know, but you know, you guys come to El Paso, it's not hard to find a race, is it?
No, man, it didn't take you long find somebody on the parking lot doing a little grudge racing.
Mm-hmm.
Gave us some action down there. I had something to look back through all the week on some of them clips, you know, when we was over there running, you know, when we was over there, you know, when we was out that way. So, you know, it's really always cool to go back and look at some old clips, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not hard to find a race here, man. Like the whole Mexico element, man. The guys coming from Mexico, they're very, very motivated to do this.
Well, I know y'all are surrounded by Arizona,
California, Nevada, whatever surrounds around that. I know it's got to be plenty more cars than that over there.
Man, he's right on
that. That is a nice track. That is a nice track for anybody to bring their whole setup out there, man. So that is the place to be at, man. What's the name of that track again over there?
El Paso Motorplex.
Yeah, that's a nice track, man.
The owner's building a road racing course, too.
Road racing course. That's pretty awesome.
You're going to do everything there, man.
Yeah, I heard you say it'd be everything. I heard you.
You have a couple of guys that stand drag racing is really popular here as far as drag racing goes. Like, you have guys going 1,500 horse stand drag, tractors and trucks, whatnot. And those guys are starting to get into the asphalt. So it's going to be pretty good in October, man. We got two mics. 915-3705, your mic's open. Introduce yourself. And 915-7932, your mic's open. Introduce yourself. You're on the mic with the Paso Grudging. Welcome to the show. We're talking about the October race. Bushnell and King V are coming back for some action. We got some races locked up for them already. Waiting for Manny Grotto Jr. to chime in and lock up with King B. We got the Mexico racers wanting to lock up with Bushnell. And the track owner wants to try his best against Bushnell. You cannot believe how fast that car is 60 foot. But he just, the track owner was not believing that. So, yeah, he's saying your Nova dude on a 60 foot is close to his funny car. Like, he couldn't believe it.
He goes, "Hey, you know what you're doing, Bob?
So that's gonna be a good match race going on right there.
Number 15-3705,
your mic's open. You want to introduce yourself? Welcome to El Paso Grudging. Your mic's open. You're on the line.
Hello, this is Vince.
With Houston, with Dallas, with New Mexico, and El Paso. Welcome to the show. We're about to get October 24th trunk over here in El Paso. Our brother from Chicago, we're trying to bring him down here. Hopefully he's not working. He can bring his streetcar down here, get him a race locked up. It should be pretty good. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a good show. We got a good sponsoring town supporting the grudge races for Nitrous Fields and Parsing. They're going to give him a little discount the Friday and the day of the race. The 23rd, 24th, the speed shopping guys will hook them up a little bit, keep everything right. So it's going to be a good deal. From the Turbo Mafia group we have here in El Paso, they got a Fairmont they're going to try to field that day, and they have a small block duster on a 235 on nitrous. That's looking for some action. That's a street car all steel. Ready to represent. It's going to be a good deal, man. Everybody's pumped about the 24th, so.
Isn't it?
I was on a Billy Dog show earlier today, and I forget who the racer was. The car is basically come down here and try to take people's money, so what's up with that? Did he come down here and see what he he's going to do? If he come down here, I don't think it'll be as easy for him as you think, but.
I had gas in it before I gave it to you. When you got the truck. No, I said when I gave you my truck, it had gas. Okay. All right. So what's the difference? Okay, but it was on half when you got it. So I said, I can put it back where you were.
If anybody in particular. I know we've been having a bunch of smack talk here. I don't see between King B and Manny Grotto. Manny Grotto said he could put a small tire, a 20-man on his car and have some of King B. So hopefully King B and Manny Grotto call in and lock this one up. Bushmills Nova was out of control here. The track owner wants to line up with him just to see what would happen. What else we got? That day we also got the shop shootout. All the shops here in the Southwest are pitching in some money for a pot. We're going to line up and race for it. I would say the underdog in the shop shootout is going to be my truck. I don't know if it's 10, but we're going to do it to it anyway and see what happens. Hey, Chicago, if you come down here, what kind of car are you looking for? Hey, I have everybody's mic open. You have a bunch of background noise going on, so if you're not talking, go ahead and go on mute. Chime in when you need to chime in. Chicago, 224-6386, man. What kind of car are you looking for if you come down here? You there? Say again. Nah, he on mute.
Brother Dale.
Yeah.
I'm still looking to hook up with you, and we're still on for it.
Yeah, why not?
I would also like to see if anybody else with an H-pattern car would like to race.
H-pattern.
Stick shift.
Who do you got in mind, brother? Who do you got in mind?
Well, to let everybody know, I don't have the big motor in my car anymore, so I'm going to come out with something a little bit more mild. Maybe on a drag radio, if not a 10.5, but it'll be streetable.
So you're looking for me that same day? Anybody with an H-pattern?
H-pattern or 8th mile for fun. Or we can lock it in for some money. It don't matter.
Hey, Brother Dale, I don't mean to cut in. What do you mean? It's got to be a status shift car you want to race? It can't be an automatic car?
A stick shift car. H-pattern.
It got to be a stick shift car?
Yeah, you're trying to lock in with a stick shift car.
I got to ask that guy a question. Hey, guy with a stick shift car.
Yes, sir.
Why does it have to be a stick shift car? This is Bushnell from Texas.
Yeah, I met you last time you came down. I got to know what just like yours.
Could you ask that question for me, sir? Why does it have to be a stick shift car?
You guys come out a little too hard for me.
I'm sorry. Something kind of broke. I don't know if it was my phone or your phone. Say that again.
You guys come out a little too hard for me.
Oh, no, I was just basically saying I wouldn't try to draw it out on you. I'm asking the question because you said something about you looking for an H-pattern car. So I know H-pattern to me, I'm thinking from being around auto that you're talking a standard ship car. But what I'm saying, you got me thinking that's the only kind of car that you may want to run. It's got to be a standard ship car because you said you're looking for an H-pattern car.
No, I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is I'm trying to find out to see if anybody else is going to come out with any other stick shift cars.
I got a guy for you, Vince.
Who would that be?
We got Arturo and that Pro Trash Camaro.
Do it have to be stick shift?
Well, I mean, to play a little fun for a street car, I mean, I'm going to have a little bitty motor in it now. It ain't going to be that big.
I mean, what I'm asking, because I don't think a stick shift car, an automatic car, going to make it no difference. I'm trying to find out why. Is it a advantage because it's a stick shift? Or is it a advantage because it's an automatic car or something?
No, not at all. I mean, I just know you guys are going to come out, you know, on a plate and all that, and I'm only going to come out with a Muncie. So it, even if I hit it on the bottle, that month ain't going to like a whole lot going through it.
We got a we got a computer with a T-56 and a fourth gen stick shift car. He probably locked up with you. You and I already locked up that day.
Okay.
So
I run with you, no problem.
Brother Dale. What about the guy that I ran with the stick shift car? Why don't he try him then? I mean, because.
Oh no, Vigil, he's talking about Walter Andrews, man. He lined up with Walter. Walter is not an H pattern, but he lined up with Walter.
Now, will he be there, won't he?
Yep.
He'll be there.
He'll be there for sure. Vince's car, it's an all steel Nova like yours, Bushnell, with a 4-speed in it. A small big block on a plate. You know what I mean? Street car. You line up with Walter. Why? Hey, you want a side bend on that Bushnell or what?
Oh, what race? This race, this guy you talking about got the Nova, right?
The guy you race, the guy I'm talking to right now with the Nova.
Right, but you say what I want on what race? Him and the guy that I race?
The guy you race, you and I have a side bet. The guy you raced against a guy with the 4-speed Muncie Nova.
I got to see what the 4-speed Muncie Nova looks like. I ain't going to just dive straight in.
Well, we'll do that when you get down there, man.
I might have to bet with y'all. All
right, we'll do that when you get down here, man. You know the guy you raced. You know what the hell you got.
I ain't coming over there to be trying to be losing. I'm coming out a win. So I might have to bet with y'all on that race. I don't know.
I think, you know what? In all honesty, I think that'd be a really good race.
Talk about Walter myself.
We get down here, man, and then you ride with one, and I ride with one, we'll lock this up.
I'm down
with that, too, man. That'd be a good race. Now, remember, the car you race, Bushnell, just beat all the guys from Odessa.
Yeah.
A little cyclone, a little street car. So Vince's Nova, same thing, it's a street car. It's not like it's a race car, it's a street car. Just one supercharged, one's on a plate. That's the difference. They're both on a small tire. So I'd be good with that.
Also, I wouldn't mind messing with that duster.
With Blaine's duster?
Yeah.
Dude, you should lock him with Blaine, man. Your little nitrous duster, that'd be a good race. That'd be a real good race.
Hey, Brother Dale, the last race y'all had, how late did y'all stay over there?
Till 3 in the morning?
Oh, man, that's my kind of race. So what you're telling me, that track, El Paso Motorsport, that's the name of it, right?
They have no curfew, dude.
Well, I'm just going to get at you. Answer it for me. Okay, that's what I ain't got to say nothing else. You answer.
As long as there's action happening, they don't stop. As nothing's happening, they'll close. As long as there's shit happening,
right,
they'll keep going.
I understand that. I close, too. If I was a track owner, there ain't nothing happening, I close, too. We might well close. There ain't nothing happening. But as long as something happening, we can stay here until the damn sun come up.
That's how they run that thing here. Like, they stay open for
work.
Late as shit.
That'll work.
As long as there's action happening, they stay open.
That's what you call badass as a track owner.
Well,
any class racer or any class racer, look at the depends what time of the weather, because some class racers race in the broad daylight. Some racers don't. I'm one of the racers do not race in the broad daylight.
The race happens in October, it's going to be a night race.
Yeah, anytime after the sun go down, we let's race. Oh, well, I'm going to stop racing. We ain't got no oil pressure, no money.
Yeah, well, the race we're having in October, like, it's going to be a night race. It's not going to be during the day when it's like a million degrees outside here. So
yeah,
it'll be cool,
degrees,
but there's no curfew. As long as there's action happening, the track will stay open. Vince has been out there millions of times, so we race like till 4 in the morning out there.
4 in the morning, man. That's what you call getting it in right there. They're out there 4 in the morning.
The last race we had, the reason we stayed open until 3 in the morning, there rained during time trial. They closed the track, then the tracker went out there and prepped it again. We got eliminations done, and before first round of eliminations, it rained again. She's done the track, waited for the rain to pass, prepped the track again, and we got it in. And he doesn't close the track for shit.
Got it in. I heard what you said at the end of that. Got it in.
He doesn't close the track for shit. He'll get that race in.
Got it in. Well, you can't ask for nothing. As a racer, you cannot ask for nothing as that. As a track owner that does their tracks that way, man. Man, I mean, you probably can't count. I don't know if you can count on 10. You got 10 fingers on your hand. I don't know if you can count 10 tracks in the whole wide world that we know of may do that. So when you hear about these guys that own these tracks that don't have no curfew, it don't matter. They're going to do what it takes to get the race in. Man, you can't do that but just get them guys hats off, man, to hear that. As a racer, I'll break my neck to get to them tracks.
Well, yeah, like Vince will tell you. Like Vince will tell you, that guy will race. There has to be a monsoon for him to cancel the race. Like, I was talking to Jay Barnes about this, about the race we're having down here, and then when they're running the track, he was like, what if it rains? I go, well, it doesn't rain long here when it rains. If it rains, it doesn't matter. All he's going to do is wash the track again, prep it, and we're going to race. Like, it has to be a monsoon or 50-mile-an-hour winds for him to not race. Like, he will do whatever he can to fight Mother Nature and have a fucking drag race.
I'm sitting instead of saying man to myself because I believe every bit of that, Brother Dale.
Well, you saw the equipment the guy has. You know what I mean? He's not messing around.
I came all the way back to Houston after I come from out there and told her with the equipment I seen. I told whoever know about racing, I told him what all I saw at that track. And I said, you got everything you need at that track.
Well, he tries to get it in, man. The track owner's a drag racer. You know what I mean? Like, he races funny cars and dragsters. Like, on a Friday night, he'll prep the track to run his funny car. Like, he doesn't give a shit. He's getting it in.
He prepped the track just to run his own deal. Just, you know, run it to put his car out there. You know, get it ready to put his car out there. That's awesome. That's bad.
And everybody gets to enjoy the benefits of that on a Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he knows what you 60-footed because he was in the booth. He's like, God damn, that fucking Noah get the fuck out. I want to line up with him with my dragster or with his funny car.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to tell that track on. I'm gonna try to go 108 on him or something like that. 109. That's what I'm gonna need to win.
God damn.
I'm about to go 108, 109. I run that car that he got. I'm gonna need every bit of that.
He doesn't want to lock up. He just wants to run you. That's gonna be a good exhibition. That's gonna get people there. Because he don't want to lock up with you. He just wants to like get next to you. If he couldn't believe how your car is 60-foot. After you went down the track, he's like, is that thing all steel? I was like, yep, it's an all steel car. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, stock suspension. He's like, no. I was like, yeah, pretty much. I got ladder bars on it, and that's it. He's like, really?
I ain't got to look at my car without Brother Dale. And a lot of people used to always tell me about this, about that, tell me what kind of car I got. And I had one guy out of Georgia. I was in Florida. He finally seen my car. I was at No Gloves, No Glory last year in Orlando, Florida. This would be the third annual of that race, I think. But anyway, I was there, and a guy out of Georgia by the name of Mandrell, Shut Up Race, he got a logo by the name of Shut Up and Race, and he came over there and seen my car. He came over there and looked at my car, and when he seen my car, he flat out told me, man, you have a real street car here. Now, what I mean by real street car, I can put the back seats in it. It can put inspection on it, have the headlights and all that stuff on it. So it ain't like it can't get legal. But it is what it is. It's a real, true ladder bar street car. That's what it is.
And he was just telling me about that. And like I said, I had a guy over there when I was in El Paso out there. It was a bracket race. I couldn't remember what he had, but he had a cool little car that he had, and I was checking it out, you know. And they was over there. They was over there bracket racing. We was over there bracket race. And he crawled up under my car and looked at it himself. He said, "Man, you got everything now in this car." I said, "Yeah, I got everything now in this car. Just a ladder bar car. It's a ladder bar rear end on it. That's about it. It's not back half. It's just mini tub. And it is what it is. Boom. That's it. That's all that's been done to the car. It's been mini tubs. That's it. Mini tubs and body pieces. That's it. So."
Well, that's what
I got.
Your car, man.
That's pretty awesome, Brother Dale.
We got 575. We got 575-6348. Your mic's open. You're on Paso Grudge Inc. with Patrick Nova, Bushnell, our Chicago counterpart representing. Welcome to the show. Your mic's open if you have anything to say. Who are you talking with?
It's what's up, Otter? Call me, man.
Is this Manny?
What's up?
Is this Manny Grotto, the one and only?
No, sir. It's Javi, Western.
Oh, what's up, dude?
What's up, man? Hey, when's the streetcar shootout?
That is gonna be next Friday, September 11th.
All right, me and about we got a couple of guys going out there, and I know hoping to hit a low 12 this weekend, and then I might take the Marrow out for the shop shootout. I think it should be done by then. Hoping to hit the 11th.
Don't say times, brother. This is grudge racing. There's no time.
I ain't worried about times. They know that.
We got.
I'd rather them know what I got.
111 That might be Jaime. We got 575-0897, your mic open, and 915-9090, your mic open. Welcome to El Paso Grudge. We had a good question about streetcar shootout. That will be next Friday. It'll be heads up, quarter mile, run what you brung. We got a NA junior and power adder classes. We meet at Lowe's on 375 in Montana, drive out to the track and get it in. So, y'all welcome to show up and come do it to it. We got
do
Patrick Nova, we got Bushnell on the line, we got Chicago on the line, racers out in Mexico and California on the line right now. If y'all don't know, Bushnell is the one that showed up in a car called the Grudge, a Nova, all steel. He showed up in May, if I remember correctly. He already got pending road races lined up for October 24th. It's a Mexico counterpart. The guys from across the border that saw what they had, we explained to them what grudge racing was and how we line up as far as tire size and whatnot, and they're about it. We also have Vince, a.k.a. Patrick Nova, with a 4-speed 8-pattern car looking for action that day. Vince and I already have a grudge race locked in. But he's looking for an H-pattern stick car to line up with. So off the top of my head, I came up with my Twitter, my little pro-charge Camaro, a nice piece of equipment to run with Vince. But Vince already got a race locked in with me, and whatever happens after that happens after that. But he's also looking for action with another H-pattern car. The only other Nova I know that's going to be there, we got a Mark with his silver Nova, big block on a plate, small tire. That'd be a good race for Bushnell right there. And that's about. And then Bushnell's Nova and Vince's Nova. I think Bushnell got Vince a little outclassed, but I think Mark's Nova and Bushnell would be a good race. Maybe we can negotiate something with Bushnell and Vince's Nova, like we get a wheel and a hit or something. But you know what I mean? Vince has a small big block in that car on a
a little bit of gas. So it is what it is. We're going to be getting it in nonetheless. Vince is my homie. I love him. I'm going to have to fuck his ass up in my fucking car, man. Get the goddamn money. I'm pretty sure he's thinking the exact opposite, but nonetheless, we're getting it in.
Hey, bro,
what's up, man?
I want to ask you a question. When I went out this bush now, when I ran out ran that guy, when I was over there last night at that grudge race, how would you compare me and his car sit to the light? How could you compare them both of them cars?
Your car and his car?
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, do you think as a racer with your own two eyes when you seen my car and his car, was that an even race?
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this because I know his car. He has a small block with a blower with a 5-speed through mufflers on a 9-inch tire. You know, full interior. Your car is a steel car with a way bigger motor than he has. I think you guys are comparable on weight, kind of. Like, he has a bigger car, it's heavier. But it's not like you have, like, a fiberglass back half car. You know what I mean? You both have stock suspension for the most part, small tire. He's a small block with a blower with a 5-speed.
So
a big block on the bottle
Steven.
With
so
the auto.
Telling me the car is even, Steven. So then you say he had a small block combo. What kind of power added have he had on that? Did he have any power added on that?
Yeah, he had a Vortex supercharger.
Okay, so that was his power added. So he was supercharged. Okay, well that's what I'm getting at. So that was his power added. Okay, all right, I'm listening.
All right, his car heavier than your car by far. Because all full interior. That his car, he weighed it, and it's like 3,700 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's 1-3 muffler and a 9-inch tire, and you know has headlights. I think he drives it on the street. As far as motor and all that goes, like, yeah, he's like way up class. But, I mean, nonetheless, being he's an El Paso driver and we don't give a shit, he was down to lock up with you nonetheless.
I'm gonna make it straight with the grudge world, man. Be fat. It is what it is. I'm glad I asked you all that because,
He knew what he was racing. He didn't sucker him. He knew what he was racing. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't sucker the guy into a grudge race. He knew what the fuck he was racing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the guy knows cars.
Yeah.
He's a fucking mechanic for him. He knew what the fuck he's lining up with. But you know how we do in El Paso? He didn't give a shit. He's like, fuck it. We'll do it. Drag races are always 50-50. You never know. You know what I mean? Roll the dice.
Yeah.
That's how that happened. But he knew that he was racing.
I'm going to make it straight across the grudge where that was his power. That's what I was getting at. I'm glad you got to all that. His power ads was a supercharger power added. So they got three different power ads. They got turbo, they got supercharger, and they got nitrous. Those are your three power ads. So he had his power ads. I had my power ads. His power ads was just a little bit different with mine. Mine was a little greater than his. So that don't mean, I'm glad you get it. That don't mean I was picking on him. Not at all.
No. All I did was
you answered everything that I wanted to hear, and I made sure I made myself clear that I wasn't picking on nothing like out of my class,
listen,
out of my life.
All I did was ask him. He wanted to race you. He said, "Yeah." He had to give me the brake because I have a small block with a 5-speed.
Oh,
and
I'm giving him the brake too. So hold on, I'm glad. See, I forgot about that. I'm gonna elaborate on that a little bit. Oh, and I gave him the brake.
You did give him the brake.
I don't even remember. I gave him the brake.
He gave him
the
break.
So that let me know even more that I was not even picking on him because his power added was a supercharger. My power added is nitrous. His was a small block. Mine was a big block. So I gave action. I'm glad we got to that, man. I am so glad because I am just really clear about it. But I didn't feel like I was picking on anyway because I knew in the back of my mind, Brother Dale. That it was an even Steven race there.
He didn't complain about the race. He knew what kind of car he was racing.
Like,
and his car, like, he drives on the street all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He knows what's
yeah.
up. He knows what's up. He knew he was racing your car. He's like, well, I don't want to ask for a whole lot, so tell him to give me the brake. He gave him the brake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
Andrew's
car is a 351. Like, it's a 351 with a blower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have an app cube. You're running a lot of nitrous, but he didn't complain about it. It is what it is.
Yeah. That's cool. But that's how it went down, y'all. Went down just like that.
And Otter.
Yeah.
I think we need to try to get, like, Charlotte Schmidt or Gordy King or somebody to come play with. You know, King B, Bushnell, all those guys will come down.
What?
I think if we can get, like, Gordy King, maybe Charlotte Schmidt, and some of them to play with, like, you know, Bushnell or King B or something, it might be a little bit more interesting for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The only problem I see King V and Bushnell having with that is they're on a big tire. But here's my argument to that. King V and Bushnell are used to racing people in Central Texas on the East Coast that have fast as crazy fuck small tire cars. Whereas the big tire cars here, as far as ET goes, are about the same as their small tire car. You know what I mean? Like they should. I don't think King D and Bushnell should be afraid of a Charlotte Smith and Gordy King just because they have a big tire. Because as far as ET goes, they're close with a few hundreds, and like, there's gonna be no gap. You know what I mean? I agree with you, man. I don't think they should let a big tire discourage them from that. Because cars here are different than everywhere else. Because grudge racing is new here as compared to Houston, Dallas, and all over the East Coast. Like, we have small tire cars that run with our big tire cars all day long. But when they come down here to grudge race, they're like, oh, it's a big tire car. Well, they're not looking at it from a passage point of view. Like, yeah, it's a big tire car, but ET-wise, you're all the same. You know what I mean? We're not trying to have a blowout and sucker one of them into some race where they get gapped and we want a close race. True or false?
This is true.
Right, Vince? We want a close race. No one wants a gap. We want a close race. King B and Bushnell ran Andrew Walker's and Dan because they're the only two that stepped up. And they made action because they came all the way down here from Dallas and Houston. We're not going to let them go home like that without doing anything. You know what I mean? But LV, like Gordy King's car, like that'd be a good race with King D's car. That'd be a good race with King D's car or Bushnell's car or Gordy King and Bushnell. It's the same. Like, you know what I mean? They do about the same in the eighth. That race would be decided on a light.
You said it all right, Brother Dale. Our cars, we didn't use with the East Coast used to be the thing, man, with the big grudge racing with the small tire, no wheelie bar. Down here in Texas, where we're from, all the small tire guys, it's like we ran wheelie ball. But we went to Florida about 2 years ago, and I'll never forget that. This will be the third annual No Guts, No Glory in Orlando. So that's the last race for the grudge schedule of the year right there, y'all. That's what I'm getting at about the No Guts, No Glory race. That's why a lot of people, you know, go to the last race because it's going to get ready at the end of the year so it's going to shut down. And when we went over there first year, Brother Dan, I went over there and I had a set of wheelie balls on. And we was out there making, we was making a few shakedown passes to try to get ready to try to go in the battle with somebody or, get ready to grudge race or whatnot. And we was over there with no wheelie balls, man, and this happened about 3 years ago. And we found out we could not go over there on the East Coast with wheelie balls on small tires. You will not get no action. If you go to the East Coast with small tires and wheelie balls, you might not get no action. Now, I'm not saying you probably won't get no action, but you might not get no action because some of them guys don't give a damn if you got wheelie balls or whatever the hell you got. They don't care. So that's what I mean by you might still get some action and you might not. You know, because you will run into some of them guys that don't give a damn if you got whatever on your car. You will. So, you know, you got some guys out there like that. We had to set our car to run our car with no wheelie bars down here in Texas.
Correct.
Because our small car cars was out here, a lot of our small car cars out here in Texas was on wheelie bars. So, you know, we don't have quite a few grudge cars, small car cars with no wheelie bars and that's in Texas. Now, we have some. You know, it's coming around now. You know, I see it now more than now because, you know, like last night, we was at an event last night, and, you know, I seen some small tire cars, and I seen a small tire car with wheelie bars, and I seen some small tire cars with no wheelie bars. But like I say, we coming to do the no wheelie bar stuff now but it didn't used to be like that. So, Brother Dan, we are running a lot of fast small tire cars with small blocks in them. You know, with no wheelie bars. I mean, you know, I had a guy run me in Morocco, Indiana. You know, I was supposed to get in the back tires, but he felt like the back tires weren't comfortable to him. Hell, he took a damn small block and ran me head up with it. He didn't give a shit about me having no big block. That just showed you how much he gave a damn about what I had. He took a small block and ran me head up with it. And I was supposed to get in the back tires, Brother Dale. So them guys, ain't no telling what them guys, some of them grudge racer guys will do, man. You know, they damn to try anything, man. You know, they're damn trying. And what you said is so true, Brother Dale, from being over there running with these guys from the East Coast and, you know, with all this smile, but, you know, being around all this smile type grudge racing stuff, you know, you got to come on with it. Yeah, you got to come on with it. So we come from the guys that made us come on with it.
Well,
so that's the reason why we doing now, Brother Dale. We coming on with it, too.
Well, that's how it is in Texas, though, man. Like, I'm racing Vince. Got a big block. I got a small block. We're both on the bottle. His car outclasses my car. But we're locked in. I'm not going to not race him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
That's how we roll in Texas. We lock in some shit. It is what it is. I know what I'm getting into. I told Vince when he locked in his race, if he misses second gear, which probably won't because he's straight back, he's mine. I'm winning that fucking money. If he hits second, I don't know. You know what I mean? That car, he got a big block on the bottle. I got a small block. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. We're lining the fuck up nonetheless. Like, I'm the one that calls him out. And his car outclasses my car. You know what I mean? But you always got to step up. Vince is a hell of a fucking driver. Like, I'll cut a light. Like, that guy will cut a fucking light every day of the week. He'll cut a light. You know what I mean? I know I'm not going to tree the guy. I might tree him. I'm not shitty at the light. I could throw a tree on him. But he got more car than I got, but we're still locked up. Nonetheless, that's how we do it down here in Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't give two fucks. Like, when Walker raced you, you know what he was racing? Did it anyway. When Stan raced King V, you know what he was racing? Did it anyway. It's not like the guys it's not like we don't know what we're looking at when we're looking at it. You know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck your car is. I don't know what the fuck King V's car is. Like, we're not stupid. So fuck it. And lock that shit up. You know what I mean? Like, Vince on paper should beat me. You never know, man.
Where did he go?
Yeah, what? Where did Vince go? You get scared and hang up or what?
Nah, I'm right here, no worries.
You scared, Vince? You scared of the S10 or what?
That's a good one.
You don't want none of that in your life or what?
You better hope you cut a real good light. That's all I can say. You cut the light, you might catch me.
Vince is scared. He don't want none of my fucking S10.
Hey,
yeah, right.
Hey, Otter.
Huh?
Can you hear me? Hello, hello.
The what?
Who's this?
I hear you.
All right. Hey, it's me, Jaime.
Huh?
It's me, Jaime.
Hey, what's up, brother?
and I'll say my shit. Hey, I'll do a little call out. I'll call Vince out.
You're going to call Vince out with your Mustang and his Nova?
Yes, sir.
I'm down with that. Like off the trailer or what?
Whatever.
So off the trailer.
Whatever you want to set up. Well, actually, I'll set it up with Vince.
So October 24th.
You don't worry about that. Well, I'll make the arrangement with Vince, and me and Vince will come in with an agreement.
All right, Vince. You're on the air, man. You lock that one up. You still there, Vince? Vince. Don't tell me. Vince, goddammit, you're not hung up. You still there or what? I mean, did he get scared when he heard your voice?
I have no idea, brother.
Is that what just happened? Oh, his phone. He got scared when he heard your voice.
Huh?
A
lot of you guys are breaking up real bad, man.
I can hear pretty good over here. I'm 800 miles away. I can hear good.
I got a lot of breaking up.
800 miles.
Hey, man, you got to be there October 24th or what?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Use the restroom real quick. Right here.
What's up, Brother Dell?
You, Hyman.
Yeah.
So.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
You're still breaking up, Otter. I mean, on my end, you're breaking up real bad.
Does everybody else help me hear me breaking up or no? We're good.
No, you're pretty good over here, Brother Dell. I'm in Houston, Texas. Yeah, you're fine. I'm 800 miles away.
Can you hear me, Brother Dell? It's Manny Garrido.
Oh, I hear you too, El Dorado. I can hear everybody.
You.
I don't hear nobody breaking up. I hear everybody down here in Houston, Texas.
There's like a clicking going on in between you guys' conversations.
We need to get King D on the damn line to lock up with Manny Garrido when it happens.
I'm pretty sure he's trying to get himself to get a lock in. We're supposed to be on our way to Piedmont, either North Carolina or South Carolina this weekend. We're going to the takeover race. Call the takeover.
Hey,
we're trying to get a lock in race right now. We've been on the line today trying to get a locked up race before we go over there. Because I know
Hey, Jaime, are you still on the line or what?
I'm still here.
All right, check this out, man. All day long, your Mustang outclasses my S10. That's not a question. I'll lock in with you, though, off the trailer.
It don't matter. But you know what? I want a real race, Otter. Hey, Bushnell, just to test my limits on my car, I'd like to get a shout-out to you.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, like, your car outclasses my car by far. So you're a bad motherfucker. But I'll lock up with you. You come off the trailer. No test hit. We go down the track.
Oh, actually, any day, Otter. Any day. Any day.
I'm down for October 24th, man. What do you want to lock up for? Tell you what.
Give me a number.
Because your car is dominant to my car. Like, everybody knows this. You got a question? I'll run you for $5. We'll lock up for $250 on $5. Off the trailer. I'm driving my shit there. I can't trailer it.
Yeah.
You do?
That'll work. Well, I just got to put ice in my shit.
So it's locked in.
Fire her up and let go.
So that's locked in.
Yeah.
You off the trailer.
Bushnell,
I'm driving
me?
There.
Otter, hold on.
Yeah, I can hear
Otter,
you. Go
Otter.
Ahead. Hey, y'all. I hear everybody. I'm here. I'm just sitting back listening.
Bushnell, I want to shout at you just to test my limits on my car. What do you want to do?
You want to do what with me?
I want to lock it up with you.
There ain't no problem. What you got? Nitrous big block? Nitrous small block? What you got?
I got a small block turbo.
Small block turbo.
I really don't run turbos. I really run nitrous on nitrous. I have to look at you. You know what I mean? I'm gonna give you the term of looking at you mean grudge race. I'm gonna have to look at you. I can't just jump out there and say I'm gonna run a turbo car. I mean, I really can't say that. You know, it's a term that you use out here in this field that you got to look at a person. So I'm gonna have to look at you with that nitrous car, man. That's some grudge talking. What I'm talking about, what I gotta do. And that's what I gotta see before I'll just say I'm OG, I'll lock you in there. If he was nitrous on nitrous, convicted head or small block nitrous on nitrous, then we probably can negotiate without me sight unseen about seeing your car. You know, I have reasons why that I have to see certain power ass cars before I race it. You know, I mean, I'm not into waking people up. This is real what I'm doing. So I have ways to go about on how I pick my races, man. You know, so it's kind of one of them deals, you know. Catch you with that turbo car, man.
Ain't nothing big, ain't nothing scary there, but no.
Turbo car.
Now, I understand that thoroughly, but I'm just telling you what I have to do. You know, I have to look at you before I lock
right.
you in. You said you want to try that, you know, right now. Now, I told you the reason why I would lock you in if he was dead, but if you ain't dead, I have to put you on the, I have to look at you list.
Gotcha.
That's where I have to put you on that. That's where you go at.
Well. Then we'll play it by ear on the 24th then. How's that?
24th of what month?
Well, I don't know. When are you guys coming down?
October, bro. Well, October 24th.
Okay,
well,
yeah, October 24th.
I know for sure, for anything, we run two cars in our camp, man. I run the Grudge,
right.
And King B got the B car, got the Camaro.
Correct.
You know, he got the King B Camaro, exactly.
Yeah, I meant
to. So I got the Grudge car, but we run out of the same camp, man. Our camp is the Texas 2. That's our camp. So we run out of the same camp. So if my car not there, nine times out of ten, King B car will be there. You know, kind of one of them deals. Because we run together. We run as a team together. We combine our losses together. We combine our wins together. So we got a team deal. And like I said, our team is Texas 2. We got a camp. So out of the Texas 2 camp, you got King B car and you got the Grudge car. So one of those cars gonna be on the premises. I'm not saying my car might not be together by the end, but King right now we running King B car out of the Texas 2 camp right now. That's
what is the Grudge having?
Right
this is Grotto. What is the Grudge having? It? Is it a small block car?
I got a big block Chevrolet in it. Convention headed big block Chevrolet in it.
How many kits? How many kits you got on it?
It's got two kits on it. They've got two kids.
If I'm there, I'm a big tire. I don't know if you give a shit about that. I'll play around just to mess around with you if you're down.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for whatever, man. You know, you got this big tire car. I'm pretty sure it's back half. I'm saying if you got a big tire car, so I'm pretty sure it's a back half car. That's another car that I have to look at you also too. I just ain't gonna just lock you in with that. I don't know.
You don't have to lock me. I'm just saying if I'm there, just. Let's line them up just for the hell of it. I'm going with a car that's completely green. It's been rebuilt. I have no clue what it can do.
I got you.
Same here,
but
no. I got a whole
this is a big block
too,
car, nitrous
so
car you
can
got?
Do.
Yeah, it's it's a big block with nitrous.
I got you.
I'm trying to get out there to test it.
I got you.
Whole new fuel setup, way more nitrous. I don't know what it's going to do.
I got you.
I'm trying to get a 10.5-inch tire on it, but we'll see.
Oh, if you got a big tire there, you can get a 10.5-inch tire. That's for sure.
But like I said, I'm a long ways out from, not a long ways, but it's a slow process rebuilding it after I wrecked it.
I got you. Where did you wreck it at?
There in El Paso.
I got you. Excuse me.
It's big block with three kids, but it's only going to have two there.
Oh, son, you got to hit the big block. You say you got a big block with three kids. Is it
yeah, but only
what you got on it, Big Chief?
No Big Chief. It's just a rear Morrison motor, nothing special.
What I mean by that, you know, I usually, when I match up, sometimes I get into that, man, you know, so. You know, when you lock up races, you got to get into whatever you need to know about before you lock the race in, if you want, you know.
Yeah, it's
know.
Conventional head.
You know, so, oh, it's a conventional head. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then we have a potential race with Bushnell.
I'll race anybody. As long as I know the car's working, I'm down to race anybody.
I'll
give you a shot, man.
What's that?
We're going to do it to it.
Do it to it.
Hello.
Jaime and I are going to do it to it nonetheless. I know what I'm getting into. I know what his car is. But we're already locked up, so it is what it is. I'm going to line up next to his monster, see what the hell happens.
No, a lot can happen. A lot.
Yep, drag racing can burn the tires right away.
Yes, sir. Yes,
just
sir.
Like me, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going out there blind.
Hey, Manny, let's give it a shot. You're nice.
If my car's there, I'll tell you, I'll race anybody.
All right.
It don't matter to me. We'll go down the track.
That'll work.
We go down the track. We go down the street. It don't matter.
You got a new setup. I got a new setup. So let's see what it does.
Yeah, I'm game. I just won't log anything in right now. I'm not 100% this car's going to be there.
Oh, no worries. Hey, don't worry.
You know what I mean? If I'm there, you're down to race, and let's do it.
Let's do it. Yep. Yeah, we're good.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. Don't know what she's going to do.
Yeah, I have no clue. Either it's going to blow the tires off or it's going to make a hell of a pass.
Exactly.
Or I might just run it on motor because it's strong just on motor.
There you go. Should be like at least a grand on motor, isn't it?
What's that?
It should be at least a grand on motor.
Yeah, it's a little over that motor.
Yeah.
Of all the cars I wanted to see that day and grudge race, Jaime's was the last one I wanted to grudge race. But it is what it is. That motherfucker's fast as shit, so we'll see what happens.
No, I had some issues the other night, so hopefully I worked them out already. I ain't done working on the bugs yet.
At least you're getting to work on the bugs. I'm still trying to get it. I haven't even started it. It hasn't been started since that day I wrecked it.
Oh, serious? Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, we did all the NSD, everything new in this car.
Good luck, bro.
Yep, we'll see you, brother.
Yeah, we're still working the bugs, so.
Yeah.
See what you do.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Otto, what happened to Vince?
So, is Manny racing Bushnell that day or what?
We're not locked in for anything, but he said he's down if just to mess around or depends how he sees my car.
And my dumbass locked in with Jaime for that day.
Damn, you're racing there. You want to race me too?
The what? Jaime, dude, we're going to do it to it, man. You off the trailer, me off the street. Fuck it.
Damn, Mom, I'll put my car on the street.
I know what I'm racing. Like, I know what your car is, so you off the trailer, me off the street, we'll do it to it.
What do you mean you know what my car is? It's just a backyard build, man. Nothing special.
It's a bad motherfucker, man. Don't fuck around. We don't all know what the fuck you have.
It's
not fucking around, though,
build.
Like, bolt-on Mustang. You got a bad motherfucker right there.
I don't have no Coons or Ray Morrison motors or nothing like that.
The what?
I don't have a Coons or a Roy Morrison motors or Proline motor.
Jaime, we're comparing your Mustang to my S10. Oh. You outclass me by far. Your car is pretty gnarly, dude. So you off the trailer, me off the street,
and
if
you're stupid enough for, do you think me to fucking haul ass right off the line, you're crazy.
The what?
I'm going to be playing with you. No, never mind.
What is?
No, never mind what I said. Never mind.
Hey.
Well, dude, I'm down, dude. You walk in, you off the trailer, and me off the street. I'm down, dude. Like, I know you outclass me, but gun's still down.
What?
Check it out. Listen.
All right, daughter.
Are you there, man?
Yeah.
They can't hear us. So. Oh, they already stopped.
Well, what is it, man?
It's the fucking, it's Otter's fucking radio show, the Grudge one.
Oh.
Hold on, hold on. Let me hang it up. Hello, hello, who's out there?